What's good with it, everybody? Y'all are tuned in to another episode of the Grilled Cheese Podcast. And with me today is a very good friend of mine, Mr. Chad himself. Go and introduce yourself to the people one time for the one time.
I'm sorry, say
that
again, bro.
I said, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people one time for the one time.
I go by C-Pit. You can find me, you know, social media. All my social media is the same, C-Pit Official. You can go to cpitofficial.com. Super user-friendly. Everything's up there, easy to navigate, so, yeah.
Y'all heard, man. Y'all better go ahead and do that right quick. But hey, man, sorry, it's been a minute. I've been trying to get people on the episode for a little bit, but again, a lot has happened throughout the week. Everybody got their own personal lives. But what's been going on with you, though, man? What do you have? I've seen you been making some moves lately.
Man, I've been on the same thing, man, connecting the dots, working on this music. You know, I just put that video out, too.
Oh, yeah, y'all gotta go check that.
You know, so, you know, just connecting the dots, working on music, putting out this tape soon, a lot of surprise features, you know, a lot of, you know, elite lyricists, you know, they stamped it, you know, so more videos, more music, and as soon as the economy and the industry opens back up, you know, we itching to get back on set, so, you know, just connecting the dots, same old.
Yeah, man, I'm ready to get back on set too, though, man, because I got, like, two or three other movies I'm supposed to be doing, and, like, the whole, it's just about timing, really, because you want to make sure everybody is safe and everything. You got to make sure everybody done had their checkup and all. So, you want no chances.
Right.
And, you know, right. I'm glad they're being more cautious around sets, too. You know, they have to be making sure everything's done protocol-wise. But,
yeah.
I wonder what's the first thing they're going to bring back over here that's, you know, they're going to film. You heard anything?
Say that again.
Have you heard what they're going to bring back, you know, the film over here first? Anything? Because I haven't been keeping up on the pages a lot.
Yeah, I think Taylor was saying something about end of July, first week of August,
mm-hmm.
that they might have some castings and stuff available.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I ain't talked to Taylor since this whole COVID thing happened. Really, since we wrapped up with Prozzy.
Yeah. It's a damn shame that show didn't get no, you know, second season. It should have, but it's a shame it didn't. Man.
Say what?
It's a shame that show didn't get a second season. It should have, but it's a shame it didn't.
Man, I still didn't get to the last episode. it was a great show. And everybody, you know, a lot of my people from, like, my hometown and my area, like, a lot of people watched it, man. They liked it a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the show has some good, you know, views and ratings on it.
Right.
And, you know,
season 2 would be straight, man.
Yeah, it would. But, you know.
What's up with you, though? What's new?
Man, I just started back working myself yesterday. And the place I work at, it is kind of iffy because we're not supposed to have too many people in the same, you know, room like that. And so, because
right.
I work at an escape room. So, that's already involving having a lot of people in crowded spaces anyway. So now we switched up, you know, how we're doing things. You know, hopefully it'll pick back up. Hopefully it will. I'm really hoping it will. And then along with that, I'm back on my writing as well. I slipped off for a moment, but, you know, I'm writing a play right now, actually. You know.
You know, I'm actually working on a few things myself. I don't like to broadcast too much,
mm-hmm.
like early. You know what I'm saying? I don't really, you know, I don't want to jinx it.
Right.
But I'm working on a few things too, so be on the lookout, bro. I'm writing things, I'm directing things.
That's
y'all
what's up.
Y'all gonna get soon enough, you know what I mean?
That's
I
don't want to
put
up.
It all on the table yet.
That's what's up, because I did two other movies before. Well, we shot it before the whole COVID thing happened, but like it was released during the COVID thing. So, I did two movies like a couple months ago.
Weren't you working on like a short film?
Yeah, I was. A friend of mine, he just wanted like the voiceovers for it. It's a very good short film, though. It was more personal to him than anything. You know, I didn't know I didn't quite piece together what it was about, and then like until it clicked, I'm like, oh, that's how it made sense to. Okay. But it's a very, very good short story. I'll send it to you after we get done here. And then on top of that, because I don't think you knew about this other play I had did like a year ago, almost a year ago, called The Exonerated.
I think I remember. You're talking about the one that I was supposed to go to that I didn't make it?
Yeah, I think it was that one. And one of the people I was working with on that, he's helping me, you know, with the plan right now. I'm mostly doing the writing. He's kind of guiding me.
Hold that thought. One second.
All right. Sorry about that on the audio. It just gave it a little bit.
My fault.
It's all good.
So you're trying to get more into the writing.
Yeah.
Or are you still trying to do the acting, or do you want to do more theater, or you know what I mean? Like, what? Or are you just trying to do a little bit of all, kind of go with the momentum?
Kind of going with the momentum, because, you know, like, I do love acting. I really do. You know, writing is something I've done, like, before, since like high school. I've been doing that for a while. I just haven't done it in a minute. And now, you know, getting back, it's like you get back to the groove of something you hadn't done in a while, you forget how hard it is a little bit. So with that, I like the guy I'm working with too. You know, he's challenging me with it. You know, he actually gave me a deadline to when he wanted to see a rough draft. So very excited for that. And because again, I already trust him very much, you know, because he did a good job directing it.
Are you writing and casting?
Hopefully, yeah. If things get done right, I'm hoping to get it, you know, in production. If things go well. Hopefully it do.
Definitely keep me posted, man.
Definitely will. Well, I ain't gonna say what it's about yet. You know, it's gonna be a surprise, but I'll say this. It's like the right time for a thing like this to, you know, be in production.
Yeah, theater is pretty big where I'm at. It's just, I never really tried to venture into it or touch into it. It's really like they correlate, obviously, they go hand in hand and still acting, but like,
mm-hmm.
Theater is a completely different style.
It is.
You know, that I've
really
never
is.
Really touched into, you know what I mean? You gotta have, you know, you gotta be able to wear a lot of different masks, you know what I mean? The hats.
Yeah.
To really, I guess, flourish in it.
Because like
from what I've seen, I don't know. I'm not into theater, so you know.
Yeah, because like I did theater all through high school, you know, and like learning about it, you know, and doing it is cool. And then like The Exonerated was my very first play. Well, I'll say very first professional play I did, because there was a lot of professional actors in there. I'm like, when I got to meet the cast, I'm like a rookie working with a whole bunch of vets here. And then like, getting to talk with them and stuff and seeing their style and everything, learning much, very much from them, you know, and getting back into the whole theater vibe, it was challenging, because like, it's very different doing a play versus doing a show or a movie, because with a play, you have to memorize everything.
Yeah.
Versus like with a show or a movie, you're doing bits and pieces. Like you're doing like a show or a movie, you're doing like bits and pieces, you know, of different lines and stuff. With this, you gotta have everything right. Your cues gotta be on point. You gotta walk in this spot at that time. It's very much more pressure. And when I first,
that's what comes with it, and that's another thing. Like with acting, like, hold on, I'm about to step outside. I can't really hear you. Hold up.
Okay. He'll be right back, folks. It'll just be a little bit. But yeah, man, for all y'all out there who think about doing doing theater or have done it, y'all know the stress that comes with it. Theater is a lot more pressure, and you know, it's much more complex, because like when I stepped into theater again, like I forgot how much of a dedication it was, and like the whole thing itself was just overwhelming, because seeing everybody, you know, because when I first got to work with these people, they all had that script memorized, and it was a kind of a long story. So like they had everything memorized. I'm just sitting there amazed at all of them, because they're all doing a very fantastic job. And like, hold on, add them back in here. Read your script.
For a while, I just started doing like acting the past 3 years.
Mm-hmm. I know you do.
Yeah. I like it. You know, it's definitely a lot of work, a lot of consistency, a lot of sacrifice, but you know, that's what comes with it.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh yeah. I just did. You heard of this show called Reprisal? On Hulu. Go on Hulu. I did that. Just little things. I just do background and stuff. So, you know. Yeah. So, you know, they film a lot of projects in Wilmington. So, I go to Wilmington a lot, Atlanta.
Okay.
Yeah, so I did like The Walking Dead, all that. Chat. Yeah, Instagram. Follow me on Instagram. What's your Instagram? Yeah. Or pull your phone out. I'm in a live right now. Put mine in, and I'm going to follow you right back.
Okay. Well, I think my Uber is here.
Okay.
All right,
cool. Take care.
All right. Back in here, but I'll just, you know.
Yeah, so what was we talking about?
Talking about how like theater and general kind of like, really different.
With acting.
Mm-hmm.
With speaking roles, you have time to readjust, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they get more time to prepare.
Obviously, they have to learn their lines, but they only have to memorize one page out of, like, the whole episode for one day. You know what I mean?
Right.
They break that shit down in sections. When you're doing plays, you got to do that shit straight through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I give a lot of respect to people who do theater, because that's a lane that I can't really say I can touch on. You know what I mean?
Right.
I feel like with the acting and the cameras and being on set, that's a little more easier to break down and section up.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm going to tell y'all this. With theater, once that spotlight hits you and you ain't ready.
No way, B. What's popping? Nah, we didn't touch on it yet. I'm dropping it soon. Like 2 weeks.
It's going to be the
I'll say this. You heard of Chewy?
I think I have. No, not the rapper, no.
All right, Chewy, I've been following him since, like, really since, like, before I started rapping. So, like, you know, I've been a fan. So, like, now that I'm getting deeper in it, you know what I'm saying? I'm starting to get in contact, rub elbows with these people. So I just got in contact with Chewy. We started talking the past 2 days. So he jumping on the album. He showed a lot of love, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
We got a lot of shit dropping. We got a couple things dropping, like, very, very soon. Me and him, Sir Michael Rocks, Emilio Rojas, obviously Wavy, the God, you know what I mean? who else? Luke Nasty.
Hey, that's what's up.
And I'm talking about soon, like, soon. We drop it real soon.
You know what? Since you just, you know, spoke on rapping for a minute, I want to ask you this. Which is harder, rapping or acting?
What do you mean? What you said? What's harder?
Yeah, which one? In your opinion, which one you think is harder?
Between what?
Rapping and acting.
It's not really like, I guess, like one being harder than the other. I just feel like it's different.
Yeah.
I enjoy both, but obviously, I feel like my skill set is with writing. Just because I've been doing it longer, I put more hours in it.
Yeah.
And obviously, I'm going to enjoy hip-hop more. It's just like, that's not even work. That's just what I do in my free time. Like, it's just like second nature. You know what I mean? Like, even when I'm riding in the car, I'm playing beats, or I'm going over you know, syllables and whatever, rhyme schemes, whatever, you know. Mm-hmm.
It's just like everybody has their own different.
Don't necessarily say one's harder than the other.
Okay. It's like everybody has their own different, you know, rap style and things. Some styles works for them, some styles it don't. But you know, it's all like it's your own art, so it's how you want it to be. So.
Right.
But I applaud, you know, anybody that does music too, because that's a challenge I think as well. Because like you got to make sure all the beats is right. You got to make sure the vocals is matching like the whole beat itself, and then. There's a lot more to it I probably don't know about, but I applaud those who do music too.
I don't even be going to studios no more. Like I've been in like, you know, $1,000 studios, $100,000 studios. I've been there, you know what I mean? But you know, it's all about having that real creative space that pressure zone. You know, that comfort zone,
right,
where you can really just create.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I have access to things like that, but I record at the house. I'd rather just be in my bedroom, record. I ain't got to worry about, you know, studio time, studio closing. I can, if I wake up at 3 a.m. and I got an idea in my head, I can just go straight to the microphone. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I like it like that. So I do a lot of my own mixing. I do my own recording. I edit a lot of my videos. I direct my videos. The last video I just put out, I directed every shot, every angle.
Very great job with that. I gotta get to you. Very great job on that.
Appreciate that. Appreciate that, man. And I wanted to do all that before I even started rapping. I was making my own little movies and stuff and directing and skits and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
10 years old. You know, I was doing all that.
Damn.
Before I started doing hip-hop, I was doing, you know, instruments. I could play like 6 different instruments.
That's what's up. Cause
self-taught guitar. Like, there's a lot of stuff I can do that I don't really put out there like that I'm going to start putting out there like that. But life is short. And I feel like with this whole COVID thing, it's really made me, I guess, appreciate things more to where I'm starting to value things more and value the little time that I do have. You know, life is so short. So I used to feel like I had to wait to be established and have my career and be 50 years old. And I used to feel like I had to wait to get on this mountaintop.
Right.
Before I could start doing the things that I really wanted to do outside of music. And it's so many hobbies and interests that I have. It's more to me than just rap and all this shit that people see on the internet that they think they got all figured out. It's just, I've been trying to focus on one thing and stick to it.
Mm-hmm.
That is taken away from me living life. And then when you do that, it's like that you don't have the inspiration for the music because you're so caught up in it, you're forgetting to live life. You don't got nothing to talk about. So I'm just now getting back to that root of just appreciating life and the little things and getting back to living.
Right.
Getting back to doing a lot of the things that I used to do and a lot of things I used to talk about getting into doing. You know what I mean?
Up.
So,
yeah.
And with that being said, all that simultaneously will bring the inspiration for the music. So I you can do everything at once.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to do a little bit at a time so you don't get overwhelmed.
Right. Because there are some people who do a lot and they run themselves into the ground. Like, you really got to pace yourself, you know.
Pace yourself. That's all it is. But it's really just consistency.
Yeah.
10 minutes, 15 minutes a day with a skill or a hobby, you know what I'm saying? You put the hours in 15 minutes a day, you're going to get good at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just consistency. It's like training a dog. I tell people that all the time. People ask me how my dog's so well trained. Like, I take my dog outside. She don't even got to be on a leash. Like, I'm talking about I could take in the middle of a busy intersection and she won't get lost. She won't get caught up. People ask me how I got her so trained. It's because I put 15 minutes in every day. I didn't have to sit with her for 2 hours, a whole hour, doing the same shit over and over. Nah, 15 minutes a day is consistency. And then you get the results.
That's right. It's like, I don't know, do you know of Spoken Reasons?
Say what?
Did you know of Spoken Reasons?
Do I know of Reasons?
Spoken Reasons.
The software?
No, the dude, it's this guy, he goes by Spoken Reasons.
Nah, I know Reason from TDE.
Oh, well, I don't know them, but it's this one YouTuber. He goes by Spoken Reasons. He always had this motto: faith, consistency, and hard work.
Hey, how are you?
And you know, people have just been sticking to that mindset, and he stuck to that for years, and he's gotten to where he wants to be right now. So he's been telling everybody faith, consistency.
Oh, just like he got like a little podcast. So we just talking about entertainment, the entertainment business, yeah, music business. Yeah. You should follow his podcast.
Yes, sir.
Check out Instagram. CPIT official. CPITT official.
Y'all heard it. Y'all go follow it right
Twitter,
quick.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that. Yeah. Well, I do like music, and I do like background for like different TV shows and stuff.
Y'all heard him. Y'all go follow him right quick.
Do I have a twin brother? No, I don't. Yeah, I do. You know him? Oh, okay. maybe. I don't know. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Yeah, official. Follow me on Instagram. I'll follow you right back.
But yeah, this guy Spoken Reasons, he always had this motto: faith, consistency, and hard work. And like, he said, if you follow those tools, you'll succeed in life. And you know, that's one thing he's always stressed is faith, consistency, and hard work. No matter how much you put in it, just as long as you have those things, then you will get to where you need to be.
For sure. That's it. Consistency. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Cause like, I'm just now starting to be consistent on my page. I wasn't before like I should have, but I'm just now starting to.
Yeah, dog. I'm just ready to get back to it, man. I'm ready to get back to it.
Yeah.
But be on the lookout for that. I'm gonna send you a couple things before I put them out.
Okay.
Get your opinion on it, but I'm about to be dropping another video in about a week, 2 weeks.
Okay. Y'all heard him. Y'all be on the lookout for it. But
please.
Right quick, you know, always let the guests, you know, take their time to talk about anything they got in their mind or anything they like to promote, get out there to go ahead and do that. So the camera's on you right now. Anything you want to talk about or promote right quick?
I pretty much gave it to him. I'll give it to him again. Like I said, my website, cpitofficial.com, you can find everything up there. It's pretty user-friendly, easy to navigate. All my social icons, all the social media platforms, music platforms, streaming platforms, everything's on the homepage. You can find me everywhere through there, cpitofficial.com, and cpitofficial all across the board, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that. I just dropped a new video, Break It Down.
Yes,
self-directed.
Y'all gotta check it out.
The crew was amazing. Go watch that. I think we pushing like 10,000 on YouTube alone.
That's what's
5,000 on Twitter. You know, so you know, people seeing it. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the support. We got more music. I got a mixtape dropping real soon. More videos dropping real soon. Like literally, like within weeks. So please follow me. Keep up with it. Stay tuned. And you know the vibes.
All right, y'all heard him yourself, and y'all be sure to also, you know, follow me on my platforms as well. Follow my personal page at Another Black Comedian. Also, be sure to follow me on Twitch as well at Another Black Comedian. I'm just, you know, starting my streaming and things too. And y'all don't forget to also follow the podcast page at The Grilled Cheese Podcast, and don't forget to subscribe to it as well if you'll like to. It's on all available platforms from Anchor to whatever y'all listen to podcasts to. And with that being said, Mr. CP, big ups to you for coming through here today, being on the episode one time for the one time.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
Love, bro.
Yeah, and today's quote is...
Yeah, we're going to get up soon, too. We're going to chop it up soon, man.
Oh, yeah.
I got some things I want to talk to you about. And let's keep building.
Right. I mean, at this time, you just got to keep going with it and just keep building up yourself. We got to be more black-owned and have our own things now.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you, Rob.
Yeah, much love. And today's quote on today's episode is, learn as you go and you grow. If anybody made mistakes in life, you learn through it and you grow as a bigger person or any thing you learn from, you grow from that. You keep on going with life. That's our quote for today.
Peace out to y'all.
Y'all, just heard him yourself. Make sure y'all go follow him on all his platforms, Mr. CPT Official. Y'all, this brother is talented. I'm telling you, talented. One of the greatest people I know. Like, I've worked with him, you know, on Reprisal and stuff. Very good individual. Very knowledgeable, too. You know, he's a very cool dude. Make sure y'all go check him out. He got bars for days, y'all. Bars for days. And with that being said, we're going to kind of... I kind of cut it short a little bit today, but I'm going to just go ahead and get this one little thing out right quick, and then we're going to end it right there. With all that's been going on, like, in the world, people being one-sided, people think we're divided. Listen here. Everybody... We keep saying everybody needs to come together, but, like... It's like people have tried to get that for years. People have been trying to come together, and like it just hasn't worked out. So like it's going to work out eventually, but like we don't know when. And for, you know, everything happening from the riots and looting and stuff, my question is, what did that solve exactly? I understand people saying we've been quiet for years, and like if we're making noise, we might get heard. Are we just now getting heard? But look at all the destruction that's happened. Sometimes y'all destroyed your own shit. What did that solve? Same thing is still happening. And it's sad, yo. It's a real crazy fucked up world we live in. But like, there's ways to make a point. I mean, sometimes you just might have to make a little noise, but like, you don't have to be destructive. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, it's already bad enough. Some people are calling black people animals and stuff and thugs and all this. If we're doing that, we're kind of giving them the ammo to do so. And, like, I'm all for the Black Lives Matter movement. And, like, I don't know if it's just going sideways a little bit because, you know, it's supposed to be a peaceful movement and it's kind of turning into, you know, destruction. And I totally understand. People say you got to get your voice out there. You got to be heard. And sometimes being quiet ain't good enough. Let me tell y'all something. Have anybody seen like the silent protests that's been going on? Y'all might think silence is not, you know, helping, but it's way more powerful and effective than you think. It really is. But I'm not going to tell people how to do them. If y'all want to do it, y'all do it y'all way. People want to do it their way. You know, just... If you're making a point, be reasonable about it. Don't go all haywire and destroying everything. You know, there's a right and a wrong way to do things. Yes, it's been wrong all these years, but, you know, we got to do better. We got to do better. As black people, we got to do better. And with that being said, man, y'all stay safe out there. Much love to all y'all. You know, we all wish we can all come together for once. But everybody's not going to have that same mindset. So we got to go with what we have. You know, the people and support we got now, we just got to take it and run with it. You know, just got to take it and run with it. And y'all be safe out there. Y'all really, truly be safe out there. And wear your damn mask. Just because COVID is not that popular in the news as much don't mean they ain't say it was over. Nah, fam. Y'all thought it was over? Hell no. Shoot. There are still cases and there are people still not listening. And sadly, some of y'all still being nasty. Y'all just going to be coughing everywhere and not washing your hands when you leave the bathroom. I want to fight some of y'all to do that sometime, low key. But I ain't about to fight nobody that got pissed fingers. So, with that being said, again, y'all stay safe out there. Wear your mask, please. Don't be selfish to get anybody else sick. You might not have it, but you might come in contact with somebody that do. And whose fault is that for not being safe? You. So, y'all, wear your masks. Be sanitary. Be safe. Be cautious. And make sure y'all, anything y'all want to do in life, just go for it, yo. Just go for it. Life is too short now, as you can see. Just go for it, man. That faith, consistency, and hard work. Shout out to Spoken Reasons for that quote. And, you know, as I say just now, today's episode, learn as you go and you grow. most things you've done in life, you learn from, you grow past that. You grow to be a better person. You grow to be more smarter. People, please be smarter. All right. But again, big shout out to CP for coming out today. Not Chris Paul. CP official. And make sure y'all follow him on his platforms. Check out his stuff. Very, very talented dude. Y'all follow my stuff as well. Add Another Black Comedian. Follow the Grilled Cheese Podcast page on Instagram at the Grilled Cheese Podcast. Follow me on Twitch as well at Another Black Comedian. I've been meaning to do this the past few times. I'm forgetting to, but she's going to kill me if I don't do it sometime. Shout out to my co-host, Miss Mentonic. Sorry I ain't seen or heard from her in a while. It's just she got a lot going on her plate, too. So if you hear her every now and then, it's just like once in a blue moon situation. You know, shout out to her. You know, she got things going on herself. Shout out to, you know, Black Dragon on his Twitch stream. You know, he's growing a little bit on his. Hopefully I can grow to that level too. We shall see. And y'all have just had y'all serving of the Grilled Cheese Podcast. Y'all be safe out there and catch y'all on the next one. Peace. We're going to wake up at 6 in the morning.
Oh, no.
Because, damn it, you would think as a kid on weekends, you get some time to sleep. Nah, not no black house. You got chores to do. Soon as that clock strikes 6:30, if you don't eat something by then, oh, well. It's like, it's Saturday. Why are we doing this now?
I mean, I would have ran away. I'd be like, I ain't doing this. Let me sleep till 9.
Yeah, but man, ain't nothing worse than like when you sleeping as a kid and you get woke up for a chore you didn't do. And you gotta do it anyway. While you just like, you could not wait till the morning to wake me up to do this. You wake me up at 3 in the morning here.
I think that's why my house is so messy now, because I hated doing chores as a kid, and now I'm probably just like, I'm not gonna do it anymore. I don't have to do it anymore.
I should clean up in here, but you know what? I'm grown. It's my shit. Fuck it. It's my place.
If I'm going to clean it, I can do it on my time at 8 o'clock at night, not 6 in the morning.
Yeah, I can. And then, like, whenever I wake up, I take them morning naps. It's like, you wake, but then you still tired on the inside.
Yes.
It's like, the morning naps be hitting like a motherfucker, though. I ain't going to lie. That's what they do.
I'm about to hit that afternoon nap sometime here pretty soon. Before somebody starts a lawnmower outside again.
Oh man, somebody just did their yard right up here, and it looked terrible because it rained for a good few days here, and the ground still wet. It looked like they just ran through mud basically. I'm like, you're supposed to wait until the grass dry. But I know I'm not the smartest person in the world, but I think you're supposed to wait till the grass dried before you mow it. But
they'll give you a ticket around here if you get grass too high.
Really?
They'll come out and measure it.
Damn. I wonder how they feel just having to do that. But like, man, I gotta measure this person's grass today. I don't feel like doing that shit, man. Just to have that title, just to measure grass.
It's the same lady. She's like the animal health lady that goes around and does animal stuff, but she also checks people's grass, make sure they don't have like a bunch of trash in their side of their house. It's like, dang lady, ain't you got nothing better to do?
You always run into them people. I swear, it's like, hey, you can't just like worry about your own self. Yeah, you have to bother me on my shit. You just have to. It's like, I ain't done nothing to you to bother me. You just have to for your own personal sake. You gotta love people though.
And it's not like I live in a fancy community. I live in a poor neighborhood. It's not like we have, you know, just a regular neighborhood. People's grass is going to be grown a little bit.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you coming through one time for the one time, Miss Libby. Appreciate you for showing
love.
For
the one time.
One time for the one time. That's right. You can use some black slang in there now and then. So, we appreciate you for coming through and having fun with us on today's episode. If y'all would like, y'all can follow Miss Libby on her platforms. We'd like to tell them where they can follow you.
Probably Instagram is where I'm most active. I'm not too active on there now, but usually I am. Libby Higgins.
Libby Higgins on Instagram. Y'all make sure to follow me as well, another black comedian. And don't forget to follow the podcast page, the Grilled Cheese Podcast. And why not follow me on Twitch? That's right, motherfuckers. I'm everywhere now. So, so with that being said, hope y'all enjoyed y'all serving of the Grilled Cheese Podcast.